Random Ass Podcast.
Hey, and we're back. And for the second time in three episodes, we're missing the Silver Badger.
Oh, yeah. I got his mic.
I tell you what, if you want to maintain your self-proclaimed hold number on the two spot, you got to be here. So he'll probably listen to this tomorrow and he'll start tweeting.
Yeah.
That's tough. And speaking of Silver Badger, oh, by the way, sitting directly across from me is the lovely Flop.
Hey.
Hello. And
to my right. You're not the Flop. Why did you say hello?
I was saying hi to her.
Oh, hi.
Oh, okay. Well, and that other guy said,
in my dreams, I'm the Flop.
Prematurely. So he wants to have sex with me. It's on the table. It's out there.
Duh.
And that would be Bender. Jam Bender J is here. So, and you brought up all ago, and we talked about this for a little bit. Why any human on Earth would wait 4 hours for any food that didn't automatically give you an orgasm is beyond me.
Don't give the answer that I gave. Just in case he listens to it in the car.
No. I think with his wife. So that is what the Silver Badger did today. Waited in line for 4 hours. He was listening to a podcast, which was kind of cool.
How do you entertain a child for four hours?
I don't think his kid
was it was just him.
He
was listening to the podcast he and I like, the wrestling one called Something to Wrestle With. And he posted that. He said, it's getting me through. So I retweeted, hey, I'm listening to it at work. And the host of that show liked both of them.
That's nice.
So it was just him. Kelly wasn't with him. Because if he was listening to
a podcast.
I think
you missed his joke earlier.
Yeah.
I don't ever listen to what John says.
It's very highbrow stuff.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and repeat it because I agree with it. So I'll take the brunt of the wrath of Kelly. But if you have a pregnant wife, you got to look for any reason to stay 4 hours away.
I said pregnant wife and 2-year-old.
And a 2-year-old.
I'm almost sure it's happy wife, happy life is what you're going
for. I'm sure he brought her something home.
Yeah.
That's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
I waited 4 hours for this sandwich for you, honey.
Are we even sure that he had to actually wait 4 hours? Did he pretend that he had to be there for 4 hours?
He might have taken a picture of a line of something else.
The place is crazy busy. I'm sorry, sweetheart. But, so he is out of town. He is in Austin.
Yes.
Austin, Texas. And you were there last year, right? Or this year?
I was. I was there last year.
Last year.
I guess we got to go next year.
Yeah, we got to complete the podcast trifecta. So we all have to go. But speaking of, one of the things I've got to talk about is I just got back from a trip to California.
Yeah, I went to Arkansas.
Yeah, I've got a
feeling. And I went crazy.
I got a feeling California's better. I don't know, being crazy might be a good place to stay.
I think it'd be all right.
But I think California trumps Arkansas.
You think?
I think a little bit. I've been to Arkansas.
I've been there
twice. I know Arkansas,
it's
sir.
Too many times.
Yeah. We do have some Arkansas listeners, the Hikuses, okay? Yeah. They live pretty okay down there.
Okay, yeah.
They're not from Arkansas, are they?
No, they're not.
Well, not only that, but Hikus invited me to the house, so I looked up where Fayetteville was from where I was. It was on the other side of the state. I was in Paragold.
Oh, yeah.
I was basically in the boot heel of Missouri.
Yeah, I grew up, when I was born and started my life in around Sykeson area, but we moved down to Osceola, Arkansas, which is near there where my dad worked for the Bungie Corporation.
Oh yeah,
down there. Yeah,
yeah. There's population 7,000.
I thought you were gonna
say 7.
I think
they were like lying about 6,000 of those people.
Yeah. 6,000 is one guy with a lot of good voices.
it was nice. The food was amazing. Everybody was very nice.
Did they all know your business before you left?
No, but apparently that's a thing that really happens. And they do say kin. They use the word kin, like my kin. I didn't think that was a real thing.
I grew up in the Boot Hill of Missouri. I know that.
Yeah, I did not.
You need to come to my hometown and just go from Charleston, which is a heavy mix of white and black, and then to East Prairie, which is a heavy mix of redneck.
Yeah.
And
there's no mix. It's just a redneck.
The difference in the way they talk is staggering.
Yeah.
And it's 8 miles apart.
Yeah, that's weird.
And
I had a hard time understanding Jeremy's family in the beginning.
They all talk like Boomhauer.
Well, if you if you live in Charleston and you want to drive to the town closest town to you, you drive to East Prairie.
Uh-huh.
But if you live in that town and you want to travel from there to Charleston, you go, I'm about to leave East Prairie and go to Charleston. Drastically different.
Drastically East different. Prairie was not two words. It's I one heard word. It as East Prairie.
There's no T. You have to remove the T. I think with each tooth, one syllable's growing.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. You know I love you people down there if you're listening. Yeah. But anyway,
no, it was very nice. Everybody was very fun.
On my trip to California, which was pretty awesome, because I worked my ass off for one. I worked like...
Half of the time.
From Wednesday to Saturday, I worked pretty hard. But we did eat well. I had a lot of good fresh seafood, which was right in my wheelhouse. But I did want to focus on one story in particular that stemmed from my free day Tuesday, where I went brewery hopping. Went straight to the source for Stone Brewery. It was awesome. It was great. Also went to Breakwater Brewing and Bagby Beer Company, which I forgot to check into my beers from Bagby. It was the last stop, so I was already tipsy, so that was out. And then I went to the 101 Highway 101 Surf Shop, which was a brewery or a bar that had probably about 30 beers on tap.
That's cool.
And that was the best place too, because two things. I wanted to get to my story at Stone, but I did want to say this. This is not an indictment on California, but this was the indicative of my trip. Is that I got out there to California and the people are so laid back and stuff, you know. Not friendly this trip.
Really?
Not friendly. No, like I'm randomly walking around, brewery hopping, eating, trying to talk to my bartenders, not having it.
Hmm.
Not having it.
Everyone Jeremy meets is his friend.
Oh, I know.
So.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I met him.
That's like I even said it on Twitter or Facebook or something. I'm using all my moves and these people aren't talking to me. But I did run into this guy, Richard, from Louisiana. His wife was in San Diego for a conference.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you get dick out of Richard? Like the name. I was waiting for the shooter.
I was waiting on her to tell me something that, like, I thought she was taking a shot at me, this guy, for buddying up. I don't know. Jim out of William. I don't understand it. So, okay. But I do know Missy out of Melissa.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Proceed.
Yeah. So anyway, so I met this guy, Richard, and he was a cool dude. He was in town for his wife's conference, and he, unfortunately for me, too late because I had already Ubered. But he said, like, for $20, you get a week-long pass on this train that takes you all up and down the coast.
Oh, yeah?
And that's all he was doing every day, was taking a train up, taking a train back. Well, he was in Oceanside when I was there. And I told him, I said, you know, I ran into him at the Breakwater Brewery. And he was like, you know, you mind if I walk? He goes, what are you doing the rest of the day? I said, I'm going brewery hopping. And he goes, you mind if I walk with you? I go, man, if we're going the same direction, we might as well go together.
Yeah.
And we became buddies. We're friends on Untapped now. And
oh, there you go.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You didn't take the step on Facebook? You guys weren't there yet?
I'm going to look him up on Facebook. I will. I will.
Jeremy
do that.
Did send me a selfie of him and the guy.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
So we stopped it, and you know, we went into this one place, and Missy said there's a bar like this here in St. Louis, and if there is, we need to go hit it up.
Yep.
It's a Half Barrel, and is what it was called, and you get just, they give you a
wristband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you pour your own.
There is a place in St. Louis. It's fairly new, like within the last 2 months it opened.
That's a money trap. And because we did the math on the one thing I will say, I did get to drink Maui Brewing Company's Coconut Porter, which is consistently one of the best porters in the world.
Uh-huh.
And it was phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
I've been wanting it forever. But
Maui's the one that InBev owns now, right?
You can't get here.
No, that's... Yeah. Oh, okay.
The place here in St. Louis is called Tapped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We did the math, because everything has a different per ounce price, depending on the high ABV or not.
Exclusivity or whatever.
Yeah. So an average flight costs you what? For 4 to 6 beers in your flight costs you anywhere from $8 to $16, right?
Yeah, it's like usually $2 a glass. Or
so, yeah, so if you did a flight here, even on the cheap ones, you're like at $18-$20.
Woo!
Yeah, so
now, is that inflation for California?
No.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
I doubt it, because like I put on Twitter.
I've seen 40-year-old virgin. I know.
No, that's not true, man. It was as reasonable as it got. I got a hamburger, a big hamburger, some onion rings, and drank 5 beers. My tab was $36 at this bar.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And real estate, housing, things like that is expensive.
And it's the locations you're going to, I think, too. If you went to a club, it probably would be insane.
Yeah, but I had nice restaurants, nice sushi restaurants and stuff, and they were expensive, but they were places that we would consider expensive in St. Louis.
Yeah, and similar to when I was in New York, the food was a little pricier, but the portions were a lot bigger, and beers were about $2 more expensive in New York than they are here.
Now, the person that was in charge of our team, she was from New York, and she said New York is more expensive to just walk around in. But anyway,
I spent a lot of money, but
I went to Stone, got myself a t-shirt, because Stone, you know, is a brewery we can get here. Yeah. Stone's one of the older craft breweries that have been around, so I'm sitting here, and this I haven't even told Missy this story yet, but me and Rich are sitting here with our flights, which those were nice, and the little carrying thing, and they ride them out for you. Pretty cool deal. And there's this skateboarder. Now, when I was a kid, I was a skateboarder. Now, this guy was a little older, and he had a skateboard. What he had was an old-school Steve Caballero board, a board that I had when I was a kid. It looked similar to it. So I said, hey, man. And he's like, yo. And I said, is that a Steve Caballero board, like an old school? He goes, yeah, here, take it. And he threw the board at my feet, and he walked out.
That was weird.
And on the way out, because the way the walk path is, this place was hidden. You had to know where it was to find it. And he's on, like, so we're sitting, and there's a shrubbery in between us that's kind of all grown over. You can't see anybody in there. But the long path, so he kind of crosses by where we are. And he goes, be careful, though. It's stolen. And I said, well, I'll take it home, and it's got no serial numbers on it, so my board now. And then he come back in, he goes, no, I'm just kidding. And he took it, and he sat down, and he had these crumpled up roses in front of him. He goes, I'm just having a bad day, man. And I go, oh, okay. So we go back to drinking. He goes, yeah, my girl's supposed to meet me here. I proposed to her, and she's supposed to show up and give me answers, but as you can see by the flowers, she ain't fucking coming.
Oh.
And I go, oh, okay. And we're trying to go back to our beers, and he keeps going. He goes, yeah, it's a shitty deal, man. We've been together for a long time. He goes, and, you know, she kind of was my heart, you know, but, and he goes, and, you know, in a purely, what do you call it? What's the word I'm looking for? Like just a physical need or a financial need. But purely selfish reasons, you know, that was my house. He goes, so now I guess I'm 21 with a kid and we're homeless.
What?
Yeah, and I looked at Rich, and I was like, this is bringing me down. And he's like, yeah, I just want to get out of the conversation. The guy goes, you know, but it's cool. And I said, well, at least you're at the beach. I mean, what are you supposed to say to that, you know?
I think he wanted a beer, man.
He had not drank the whole time, but fuck him if he wanted a beer.
Because he was broke.
If he'd have just came out and said, you know, I'm just having a rough day, man. I could use a beer, and I don't have my wallet. If he'd have gave me some line like that, I said, man, I'll buy you a beer.
Yeah.
But instead of giving me that sob story, which may be true, I wanted a skateboard. Yeah. It was a cool skateboard.
So, should have been like, I'll buy you a beer if you give me that skateboard.
Yeah, I'll trade you a beer.
What would you
burger.
Have done with that skateboard?
Came home and broke my ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'd have loved it.
Yeah, that'd have been amazing.
I'm not helping your big
should
ass.
Should have filmed it, though.
Hobble around everywhere.
Put it on the website.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, the website's almost caught up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. John put in
Seems like a lot of work.
Thanks, well, it was if you wait and catch it all, essentially 90 episodes in 1 week.
It would be tough. I mean, good thing we're not paying that guy.
Yeah, we're getting our money's worth. I've said that plenty of times. But anyway, overall trip was good. I did, like I said, the highlight and low light, I guess, was the Stone part of it. So, oh, and a good part of the Stone is we came back from I came back from the trip, took Monday off. The wife and the youngest, we went to Six Flags.
Oh, yeah?
And I was wearing my Stone shirt, and we came off the log flume, and one of those guys that do those, like, hey, you want to win a trip to Vegas or whatever and all that stuff? He's like, hey, man, you from Portland? And I said, what? And he goes, yeah, you from Portland? And I go, no, why do you ask? He goes, Stone Brewery, it's from Portland. And I said, no, I had it in San Diego, and this is a more mature me, because I totally fought the urge to go back to that guy and say, it's actually from San Diego. I was there over the weekend, and you know, but I held
so
off.
He just told me he pulled up her. The website and had to prove it to me that it was from San Diego.
Lucky you.
I know.
Yeah, and I think her response was, so?
Exactly. Yeah, great.
Can't even get support from your wife / co-host.
Rachel never supports me when I'm right either.
Because I knew you that's were right to begin with.
Well, Rachel's like, why do you care?
And that's why we have each other, John.
Yeah, I know.
So that was our trip, and then Six Flags. So, yeah, some other by you guys here in a little bit. But before that, since we're not doing a full episode on it, I don't believe you for the winners. So it's a big
one. What do they usually get?
Like 350,000. I think the single biggest payout for one person was almost a million viewers
watchers,
for that show.
Yeah.
And it was good. We enjoyed it. I guess we'll wait. I think so. I keep coming back 30 seasons.
Is it really?
I don't think it'll be that high rate. Well, I guess it could because Are You the One is still coming on, so that some people must watch that.
Yeah, but it's pretty new, comparatively speaking.
But these are all like characters from like Road Rules and...
No, there's some. There's some people that have been around...
I don't know if there's anybody from Road Rules anymore.
And what was the other one?
Real World. Real World is where they're mostly...
Real World people?
Well, and, real
but
World
is Real World still on?
Yeah, the last one was Go Big or Go Home, which was
last year.
It's been since we've lived in this house, for sure.
I didn't know it was on still.
And... It is, that's one of the problems that we've talked about on the other podcast is that they're now, I hate to be this way, but these millennials and stuff now who that want this YouTube type fame are coming on there just to be famous, and they're going on these shows and they're so dumb. So
they're just there to hook up.
That's why the old school competitors keep winning, because they're smarter and want it more.
And those kids' defense, though, the people who are winning and are smarter went on Real World and Road Rules for the same fucking reason.
But they were on there. I mean, a lot of those, like Bananas and CT, a lot of those people were pre-internet days.
But they were still on there when that was the only way to get famous.
But on this show, though, the game show, they still dominate because they're way more intelligent and have more common
sense. Well, they've grown up and they can think.
Most of those Real World people and Road Rules, they don't actually become famous after the show.
Oh, I know. That's why they keep coming back to the challenge.
Well, I mean...
The early ones had more fame. Yeah. Like, the first 3-4 seasons, they had some more fame, but...
I just saw an article. I don't know how true it was. I think it was a BuzzFeed article. Remember when they did, like, the Who Wants to Be a VJ contest?
Yeah. Oh, and that guy, the one, was weird.
The Jesse dude?
Yeah.
He went in and out of, like, drugs or whatever. Now, I think he's got his life together, according to this article that I read, but he's got a band.
I forgot about that. He had a band before.
Yeah, but he did a lot of drugs. Now he only does weed, apparently.
Imagine.
Yeah. But the other guy that won from St. Louis, John something or another.
He was a VJ?
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
I forget his name. I'll look it up. But he writes for Esquire magazine now.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Go him.
Yeah, I'll look him up.
All right. I did have something, and I apologize to Phil. He said we should review the Dirty 30, but we'll wait for Tom to watch it and then talk about it.
Sorry, Phil.
Yeah, but I did find, and I don't know if you saw this, but there was an interesting article in the Chicago Tribune, and I saw it on Facebook, and it was Josh Noel, Noel, however you say his name, from the Chicago Tribune, got together, and he sat down because he wanted to see, because everybody says one of the problem with macro breweries is they're all the same. All their beers taste the same.
Huh.
So he got the head brewer named Matt Gallagher and founder of Half Acre, which we've had that before. I've had that before. Mm-hmm. He got Jim Cibak, C-I-B-A-K. So I don't know how you say that. It's probably Chip, something like that. I don't know. He has Revolution Brewing, which is a good one. We had that there. We had that. It was one of my favorites. But he previously had worked at Goose Island and Firestone Walker. And then Brian Pawala, who owns Pollyanna Brewing, which I don't believe we had that. But anyway, these are three craft beer guys. He sat them down.
Are they from Chicago, all these?
Yeah, because it's Chicago Tribune. And he gave them 16 beers to try, blind test, and had them rate them on a 5-point system. Just not against other beers, but a 5-point system for just that beer. And I wrote just down the top 10, and I wanted to see if you guys could hit any of the top 10 and where. So this is as for three craft brewery guys, rating and testing based on the same criteria they test at beer festivals and stuff. Give me some names you think would be on the top 10 the top 10 of the best quote unquote macro breweries in the world. Are in the United States.
Shit, I don't know.
Top 10?
Yeah.
It'd be Dogfish Head?
No, Macro Brews.
Macro.
Yeah, that's why it's cool.
I'm sorry, my brain immediately went there.
Anheuser-Busch beers and things like that.
AB.
I'm sure Sam Adams.
It's a craft.
That's a craft.
Does Yingling count as a macro?
No, it's still a craft.
Is that still a craft?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Then I would say Budweiser.
Bud came in at number 11.
Really?
Bud Light, just so you know, came in at 13.
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite is number 2 on the list.
I'd say that.
I love Miller
Lite. Yeah, when we're with our family, that's usually what we're drinking.
I actually bought a whole 12-pack for myself.
And drank it all by yourself in one day.
No.
Hey, I'm not judging.
I had one. Yeah, we do that. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, every Friday.
Okay, keep going.
Coors Light.
Coors Light is number 7, and I'll just give you Coors Banquet. It came in number 6.
Didn't even know really? Banquet was a thing.
Oh, it's still a thing, and it's pretty good. Rachel's dad, my wife's dad, will have one in between glasses of vodka.
What about Milwaukee's Best?
Milwaukee's Best was not on there.
Oh. Stag.
Stag was not on there.
Pabst.
PBR was number 3.
Wow. So, I do like PBR, too. I think that time we went out for your birthday to that, bar.
The tin bar. The
yeah,
tin,
where they
tin
only
can.
Served beer and cans.
We also had it when we watched Steve Ewan at the old Rock House because they were like $2.
Yeah. That drunk is a bad hangover on cheap beer.
It is.
Rolling Rock.
No, Rolling Rock's craft still. Or no, it's,
no, it's not. It's owned by AB.
That's right. But I think it's one of those independent operating ones.
Okay.
I'm not very good at this game.
Yeah.
Bush?
Bush was not on, but Bush Light came in number 8.
Fuck them.
I'll give you I'll give you what you didn't get. Number 10 was the High Life.
Oh.
Okay.
Number 9, Mick Ultra. We went over Bush Light, Coors Light, Coors Banquet. Here we go, because you got to think also region-wise. So even if it's blind, they know. Number 5 was Old Style.
That's it. I don't know if I've ever had that.
I don't think
I've never had
either.
My grandpa used to drink Keystone it. Light came in at number 4.
That's upper Midwest, right? Like Milwaukee, Canada.
Yeah. PBR 3, Miller Lite 2. And number 1, another beer I know I've had, but can't think that if it was memorable or I've ever had a second. Hams.
I've had. Ooh, really? That's number 1?
They came
that
in
is
at number
fucking
1.
Awful.
At a 4.5 out of 5 on their scale.
You can get Ham, God, it's so bad out of a can.
Yeah.
McGum used to bring that to my house because you can get like 18 of them for like $5.
That's awful.
And it's fucking gross, man.
That's awful.
Yuck.
Yeah. Ugh. Fuck.
So let's look down it real quick. Let's start at the bottom and just say yes if you've had it. The High Life?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Mick Ultra?
Yep.
Yes.
Bush Light?
Yep.
Yeah. I hate Bush Light.
So do I. Regular Bush is fine.
Coors Light?
Yep.
Yeah.
Coors Banquet?
Yep.
I know, because I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah. It's like the tannish colored can.
It's one of their first beers, yeah.
Yeah.
Old Style? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe my grandpa's when I was a kid.
Keystone Light?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Ugh, that's
we used to get
one.
Keystone Ice, too, because it was a malt liquor. It had more ABV.
Yeah, it was like 6.5% or something.
Oh, it's awful. PBR, yep. Bad drunk. Miller Lite, of course.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The thing about Miller Lite, too, is when I was in the real thick of how much I could drink, we would, a couple buddies of mine, some good guys, Ben and Kyle, we would get like a 20-pack each and drink them in a day.
In a night? Yeah. Ooh.
No, like if we had the day off, we'd start drinking around 11 or noon. And we would drink them by the time we'd go out at 8 at night. We'd have out of those 60 beers, probably 4 or 5 beers left over.
Yep. That'll happen.
And we did that often. Often.
You sound like you're a retard.
Yeah, we were dumb. We were 24, 23. Yeah. Kyle was probably 21. Ben, make some 26. Yeah, we were stupid. And then Hams, I've had. Yeah, we were. We grew up.
We had a...
I can't speak for them, but I'm smart now.
Yeah. The summer after I graduated high school, we decided to drink the whole month of August every day.
What an accomplishment. What a goal.
Yeah. It was a terrible idea.
We decided to be flat retards.
Yeah. So we got drunk every night for how many days are in August? 31 or
28?
30. Yep. See how smart I am now.
February is the only one with 28, right?
It's 31.
Oh. Yeah, we drank for 31 days straight. It was painful.
So the only time you weren't drinking was when you were sleeping.
Or went to work. We'd get drunk after work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sometimes I drink at work when I work for the great big retail chain in the world. We had this restaurant right down the road called Casa Montez.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have 75-cent margarita month. We'd go there, and I'd spend like $8 on lunch having margaritas.
We would just
come back shit-faced.
When me and my buddy Tom worked in the video department at Schnucks, we would, if we were going out like immediately after work, and we were both working, we'd pregame in the parking lot by one of us covering for the other one.
That's
the sad part of my life.
That's white trash.
I've only drank once during work hours, and then I came back to work and wanted to sleep at my desk.
Oh, yeah, you always want to go back
to the worst.
Want to go to bed right away.
So that's all I had brought to the table today. I know Bender brought some stuff to the table too.
Maybe I did.
Did you?
Fuck no.
See? Of course you didn't. Why would you?
The streak continues. One thing you did bring, and it was something we should talk about, is two big names in the pop culture vernacular died this week.
Yeah.
One being Martin Landau. Martin Landau's big, but I think he's the two if you talk about genre. Yeah. So Martin Landau died. I didn't see how old he was, but I know he's old as dirt.
I think he was like 90, 88 or something like that.
And the flop's like, fuck the dead people, I'm out of here.
Don't curse.
So some of the nodal things, my favorite things that he was in that I put down was Ed Wood. He was in that. Mission Impossible TV series.
Yep.
North by Northwest, a big one.
Yep.
Rounders, I loved him in Rounders.
Yeah, Rounders was a good movie.
He was in the X-Files movie. First one, yeah. Hmm. And then maybe his best role, in my opinion, Sal Bandini, Want to Wrestle? And Ready to Rumble. he was the old guy that Oliver Platt to wrestle.
I just remember him mostly from Rounders and Entourage, because I did like that show.
Yeah, he was.
Never watched the movie, though.
I remember him in Entourage now. In fact, he was the character. It wasn't that he was sat on all these big scripts that he owned.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And he wanted movies to be like they were back in the old day, and mm-hmm, Ari and everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was trying to help him out, and
yeah,
it was the whole thing. Go back and watch season 4.
You don't know.
Just doesn't matter. Saying, all the seasons are
you're
good.
Just saying stuff.
Yeah.
I did not like the cocaine season as much.
Well,
that was like the second to last one.
Yeah, that one was a little weak.
Stupid.
And then the other, and maybe the bigger and more influential in the terms of the way the world's shaped now, is George Romero has died.
Yep.
I can say that he was at Wizard World a couple years ago here in St. Louis. I know Missy's friend Molly went and saw him. And, he looked like he was the walking, literally, forgive the connection, but the Walking Dead then.
Really?
I mean, he looked like a zombie then. And this is a man that, he's a
skinny old white guy, right?
Yeah, and this is a man that created the zombie genre.
Yeah.
I mean, he created it. There was no zombies before there was a George Romero.
Which is crazy. I mean, I guess there kind of was, but they weren't.
There was no vampires or Dracula before Bram Stoker.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to create something.
No, but the legend was there. And zombies come from, like, witchcraft or whatever in the South.
Yeah.
Not the South. South America and Africa and stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably wrong.
There was a movie.
If we had tweeters, they'd let me know.
What was the movie? The Serpent and the Rainbow. And I believe it was a Carpenter. John Carpenter's Serpent and the Rainbow. I could be wrong. Could be Clive Barker. It's one of those two. And, man, when I was a kid, that was the scariest movie.
I have not seen that.
Still a mind trip today if you watch it. It's all about using the drug in Central America to bring them back to life.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of trippy powers and stuff, and torturing people with nails in their hands and stuff. It's a good one. It's pretty solid.
So you should trip acid while you watch it? Well,
no.
Probably not. Like a bad idea.
Yeah. They freak out and jump out a window. He's as influential as it gets, right?
Yeah, because, Night of the Living Dead as a kid, that was, I think,
They're coming to get you,
Martha.
Yeah,
it was great. And then Resident Evil was, like, one of the go-to games, and I guess zombies became less of a threat in that game. But, that was, like, one of the biggest games. And then Walking Dead wouldn't be here without him.
And it wasn't until, was it Zack Snyder?
Yeah.
That did the remake?
Yeah, he did the remake.
And so even though Martin didn't directly affect it, Zack Snyder, using a remake of one of his films, created the running zombie, essentially. So.
But I remember that first film still, it's black and white, but it still holds up pretty good.
Yeah,
it's great acting. And
it was black and white on purpose, too.
Yeah.
There was color films at that time. He just chose to make it black and white.
And then,
seems spookier.
As a breaking the color barrier or whatever, he cast a black lead. And I was listening to the radio, and they had an interview with him at NPR and said he was on his way up to pitch the movie in New York when Martin Luther King was shot and killed.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the guy spanned a long time. He did get to make some turds there at the end.
Yeah.
That documentary-style one, awful. That's an awful movie. But, he kept making movies up until what, like last year, two years ago, something like that?
I think he did a comic book for Marvel, too, they said, a zombie.
I don't know. Comic. That was when they were doing stuff like getting people's name on it, and they didn't really have
writing.
Any,
he really did. But either way.
Yeah, sad.
Sad to see him go.
But so on a lighter note, though,
maybe he'll come back.
You don't have to get don't give any spoilers or anything. But you went and saw Spider-Man already.
I did. You know? I enjoyed it. It is the second best Spider-Man movie ever made.
Behind the second one.
Behind Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. With.
Michael Keaton isn't as good of a bad guy as Doc Ock was. That Doc Ock
really?
Was a better bad.
I've
but
heard
Michael
the
Keaton's
reviews
really,
Michael,
really good.
Yeah, the reviews
Doc
have been awesome.
It was good. Doc Ock. It was a fun movie.
You mean you like the character Doc Ock more than the Vulture?
Yeah.
But everybody says
Michael Keaton
did
is
a great
spectacular.
Job.
Yeah. And Tom Holland is a great Spider-Man.
And I guess we'll give this one spoiler. One of the things that the geek world, and this will mean nothing to Missy, but the geek world's gone crazy, is that they have officially brought Miles Morales into the Marvel
cinematic universe. No, they didn't. They only referenced him.
Which is puts him in it.
Yeah, but I get
my nephew, which is Miles Morales.
Yeah,
so,
but I mean that'll probably never go anywhere.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
That'd have to be 15 years from now, like unless they did like a future Spider-Man style.
Yeah, I mean, they could do what they want. I mean, think about it though. If this Tom Holland does 5-6 films, and by the time he's done, they don't have to keep going with Pete.
And they
If they keep bringing the character along and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I guess because when did the first Civil War come out? That was like, what, 12 years ago? 10 years ago, probably?
Oh, the book? Comic book?
No, Civil War. Captain America. I mean, not Civil War. Captain America.
First Avenger.
2008 was Iron Man. So, yeah, that was almost 10 years ago.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I guess they could. Yeah, it was good. Everything was great. They also allude to...
the Sinister Six, right?
Sinister Six with Scorpion and...
Yeah. Which, the last film, the last, what was his name, the last Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. At the end of it, they had the Sinister Six.
Yeah,
too,
with Rhino or whatever. Yeah. Paul Giamatti's worst role ever.
Yeah,
but no, it was good. The complaints are that it felt more like an Iron Man light. The suit isn't traditional Spider-Man, but it was still fun.
Yeah, but it's a suit inspired by the storyline where Iron Man was. His mentor.
Yeah.
So
it was very light and campy and a good time. I really liked it.
Yeah. All right. So you're six pack out of a six pack.
4.5.
That's a little weak, I think, you'd
seems
want.
Seems low.
No, I mean not.
No. That's 4.5 beers. That's pretty good.
All right.
I mean, I would have liked seen. I don't know. It's just not. It's just not as good as Spider-Man.
I think I'm going to end up going to see by myself, unless I can go with you or something. Go see Valerian.
Oh, I want to go.
All right, because I know they're not going to want to see that.
No, I really want to see that.
No,
because you know it's going to be long, and it's visually, and the reviews are great on it.
Fifth Element is amazing.
Fifth Element's arguably one of the top five sci-fi films ever made. So,
yeah, that's great. You don't like Fifth Element? Rachel even likes Fifth Element.
No,
but she hates everything.
Yeah, she does. She barely likes me.
That story checks
out. Fifth Element came out when I worked in the movie theater, and so I watched a lot of movies. I watched a lot of movies multiple times.
It's just so weird that you can't not like it.
I beg to differ.
There's something
she can do
for
what she
everyone.
Wants.
Yeah. I'm just not into that sci-fi
stuff.
You're
not into Bruce Willis?
She's not a
sci-fi. No, I love Bruce Willis.
You're not into Chris Tucker?
No.
Take him or
leave him?
Original Chris Tucker, back when he was doing Friday and
that's a great movie, man. Yeah. I love that movie.
But... Yeah, I saw Fifth Element, and it's gotten better with age, too, I believe.
Yeah, and the special effects hold up so well.
Yeah, it's a good movie. And this is going to be, because it uses a balance of practical effects and computer-generated effects. So
yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. We're doing it.
Okay.
Doing it.
You heard
about
it here.
Sunday. Wait, I think, maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I might be able to make that work. Hey, how about John gave us some news that may or may not be true. Well, first off.
It's untrue.
Yeah, Kevin Hart cheated on his second woman.
Well, apparently,
first of all,
it's not confirmed.
It's not, well, this is allegedly.
There is,
according to the Twitters.
Hey, go ahead. Internet never jumps to conclusions.
Well, no, I find it hard, and Missy she'll talk about this. TMZ always has the dirt, and they don't have it.
Right.
I'm just saying, it was the number one trend when I was looking for other topics to talk about today. It was number one trending.
Does he have something that's coming out soon?
He always has something coming out.
He's got Jumanji coming out. And he's
maybe that's why.
The top things are nothing about Jumanji. It's all Kevin Hart cheating, and he's a midget.
He's a midget. Maybe that he is creating this story. Someone has created this story for press because Jumanji's getting ready
to
come out.
So the story is on Twitter that he's been seen in a car with some other woman or something, which literally could be an assistant driving him.
Could be anything.
Yeah, I'm not saying he cheated. But
faces are facing each other.
So here's the thing. The reason they're jumping to conclusion is that he cheated on his first wife with his current woman, right?
Right.
And well, now, a cheater.
Yeah, and now he... But like you said, the difference being this time is this one is pregnant.
This wife is pregnant.
So that would make him a pint-sized colossal dirtbag.
Listen, he is one of the most beloved comics.
He's up there with The Rock. Him and The
Rock
are
now. Team. Right now. And if he actually did that, that's like career suicide, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be suicide. He's going to change some role styles. But yeah, he is definitely the lovable loser in every movie he's in. But I think the lovable tarnit would be tarnished a little bit. But you did bring up, too, and I told her, I think, was it you I was talking to about this? R. Kelly's, the story broke last week about he apparently has been accused of signing females to his label. And with promise of
stardom,
and then just indoctrinating them into a sex ring.
Yeah.
Like starting to use his influence to have sex with them.
Yeah. According to the article that I read today, the original article was from BuzzFeed, and then the other one was from Jezebel or whatever, the IO9 and Gawker subsidiaries. They interviewed a girl who never signed on to his label, but yeah, basically he has like five or six women around him at all times between the ages of 18 and 25. And
well, good for him that he got off the 16-year-old, yeah. Where he started in
that's
life.
A step up.
Aaliyah. That's still the spookiest album cover in her first album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, and she's in the front, and in the background, he's peeking around the corner.
Yeah.
That's telling us everything we needed to know about R. Kelly.
Well, one of the girls, which is probably the same girl you're talking about, her parents came out and said she's being held captive and in a cult and stuff like that.
Yeah, R. Kelly cult?
Yeah, apparently he takes their phones only and gives them another phone with only numbers that they're allowed to talk to. They're not allowed to really talk to each other about anything.
They can't use the bathroom without his permission. Mm. They can't eat. They can't shower.
They have to call him daddy.
Do you think before they join this cult, they take a remix to Admission into the cult?
But this same girl supposedly came out and did her own video saying, I'm not being held here against my will.
Which to me sounds like...
And told her parents to back off.
Which to me sounds like...
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Or she's being forced. Like. Or she just really likes the smell of urine, because we know R. Kelly likes to pee on people.
I mean, at least they're all legal.
All people. Macklemore took a shot at him in one song.
Really?
Smells like R. Kelly
sheets.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, when your white rappers are dissing you for your urine problems, that's a problem.
It's got to be true.
Got to be true, yeah. Yeah. You got to
know. It's kind of funny. I thought it was a weird...
A harem. In this day and age.
Yeah.
You know what? I believe
that's called, that's what the Mormons do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I believe it because, and here's the...
They have TV shows.
And I'm not saying he's not the bad guy here, but I'm just saying there's a lot of people...
Who want to get famous.
That will get famous at any cost, and they will
buy
into
stardom. And you think R. Kelly is the way to go?
Well,
he is so irrelevant.
Well, the lady that they interviewed in the Jezebel article or whatever said that she met him... At a concert, they hooked up, and she came and went. She had her own job or whatever. She goes, I did see a lot of weird stuff, but he never hit anybody in front of me, and he never really forced anyone. Because they were saying that he was, like, beating them, and he never really forced them. But he would, she said, like, he would wake them up in the middle of the night and be like, make out with her. And then they would just jump up and do it.
What the hell?
Like, weird shit like that. And they weren't allowed to look at other people or talk to other people.
I gotta tell you what. I'll tell you how it goes.
So they just don't leave the house, basically.
No, they can go wherever they want. They just
can't. How do you not look at people or talk to people?
I don't know.
I tell you.
I'm the most unpersonable person in the world, and I still look at people and talk to people.
And I'll tell you how it goes, but tonight at about 3 in the morning, I'm going to say, Missy, wake up and make out with me. See
how that goes. I'll punch the face.
Yeah, you'll see my black eye tomorrow.
You will see me on the news in the morning because I stabbed my husband.
That's so weird. I think it's weird. R. Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, who still hangs out with that guy? And the other thing was, like, his publicist, and they called all these people for comments, and they're like, I don't know. I don't have sex with him, so why would I know? I'm like,
of course
you're
they
not
would say
really
that.
Denying it. You're just saying, like, it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, that's an admittal.
Yeah, there's some weird shit, but doesn't involve me, and he pays me, so whatever.
Yeah, I never seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I heard some shit.
Yeah. He usually closes the door, so, you know.
All right, well, let's get off R. Kelly's bed because it smells like urine, and let's move on to the next topic. We did watch Start. We've only about 2-3 episodes into it. Friends from College, new show on the Netflix.
Man, you guys watch some TV. Jealous.
Listen, get off of our back, okay?
Well, we watch it together. There's the key. Like, we start a show together and we watch
Although I did watch the documentary last week with Jeremy, ones. the Defiant ones.
Pissed me off so bad.
I heard it was okay.
I intentionally did not watch it in California because I was like, nah, me and the wife are going to watch it.
That's because you're selfish.
And selfless. And she's selfish.
Yeah.
That was what I was going for.
You know
Thanks.
What? When I got back, you want to know what else happened when I got back? Some Monday morning, we're getting ready, and we're going to, me and her, the last eat breakfast before leaving. She goes downstairs and cooks herself some eggs.
What?
And does not make, and I said, did you just make eggs? She goes, yeah. And I go, you didn't think to, she goes, well, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I forgot you were here.
First of all, you don't eat scrambled eggs.
I would eat any kind of eggs. I do eat scrambled eggs. I just prefer over easy.
I don't know how to make that shit. You barely know how to make
it. But given the option. If given the option of eggs and no eggs, I'll take eggs of any kind.
Do you want me to go make you some fucking scrambled eggs right now?
Too late. No, I'm not hungry right now. Yeah. Call or bluff, John. Go make some scrambled eggs. But we did start the show Friends from College, yeah. And it's a highlight of the people in it. Fred Savage, who plays a gay character.
I love Fred Savage.
He's good in it. Keegan-Michael Key,
mm-hmm.
And Colby Smulders.
Smulder.
Yeah, Colby Smulder.
I just thought it was weird that she's doing another Friends-type show. Like,
close-knit
friends.
Yeah, like buddy show. And then then there's some other people you would know, like one of the Germans from Beer Fest.
The one with the jacked-up girl.
Yeah. He's in it. And
He's not actually German, though, right?
No.
He's an American dude.
He writes the show.
Yeah.
I heard him when hyped this up. Weeks ago or
months
ago.
Oh, maybe that's why his part hasn't been that big yet.
Apparently, he gets fully naked in it at some point. So
that
it's coming
I don't
up.
Want to see.
Yeah, it's coming up at some point.
I feel
point.
Like it's seeing a Jason Segel.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a similar body type.
They do. They really do. But the humor is very subtle. It's kind of a darker.
Dry.
I was laughing out loud on one scene.
There's in the second episode, there's a play they go to, which is in a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Man. The play is meant to be funny because of how low rent it is, but their drunken commentary of it, that had us cracking up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's worth it. So far, it's worth it.
I enjoy it. What I don't enjoy, and this is a spoiler, but you see it like within the first scene of the series.
First 5 seconds.
There's two of the friends are having an affair together. They're all friends. But they're both married.
Yeah,
but they're cheating on
Key is married to Colby.
Colby, and then
Key is sleeping with another one of their friends who used to kind of haze Colby when they were in college.
Because Colby was younger. That's been a prevalent story. Line so far in the episodes that we've seen, and I don't want it to continue like that. I'm over that. Don't let that all the episodes revolve around that affair.
There's also one of the funny scenes in it too is she goes to work for a big law firm, and apparently it's a boys' club, mm-hmm. And they're doing their conference calls, and she walks in, and the guy goes, we have a lot of sexual harassment cases here, and she goes, really? Why? He goes, well, it's a bit of a testosterone-driven environment. He goes, let me ask you this, have you ever been to Scores? And she's like, the strip club? No. And he goes, you will. And they go in, and they're having a conference call, and they're, like, screaming into the conference, the phone, like, suck my cock! And
on mute.
And they mute it every time. And do dirty jokes, and then they unmute when it's the guys talking again, or when they need to really answer. And one guy whips it out and hits the mute button with his schlong.
A little teeny weeny.
And
Nobody really does that.
So, and, you know, I mean, there's stuff like that. The rabbit is funny. There's a lot of funny things early in it.
I
was kind of drunk and fell asleep, but I watched the beginning of that Tour de Pharmacy.
We watched it.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's like slapsticky.
That's the second in the line of Legends of Sports series that Andy Samberg is doing for HBO. The first was the longest tennis match, the seven-day tennis match.
Kit Harington.
I enjoyed Lance Armstrong's part in the
movie. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean that guy's
a lot of dicks in that one.
And that's what Lance Armstrong has to do in order to get through this thing. John Cena was funny in it.
Yeah, John Cena was funny. And my favorite part is I didn't finish it because I got drunk and passed out. My favorite part was the interviews when they'd have, like, Andy Samberg was
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, and, like, yeah, Dolph Lundgren was John Cena. Yeah. That was awesome.
So, how long does it take someone to get over a scandal? Because I feel like his scandal was forever ago. No, I don't...
2011-ish?
But is that when he admitted it?
I don't know.
I was going to say, I thought he admitted it not too long ago, like a few years ago.
I don't know.
I still feel like a few years ago is long enough to get over that.
What really amazes me is the fact that you can become a millionaire by riding a fucking bike, because that is the least interesting sport ever.
Literally hundreds of fans, like that said.
Yeah, it's just like, why? Well,
physically, it's one of the most demanding.
I understand.
That's why one where they cheat so badly.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's similar to NASCAR. You can watch it in the beginning and then turn it off for, I don't know, 2 days and turn it back on and be like, oh, cool. Such and such one.
We apologize to all of our NASCAR fans. Son. There's got to be a couple. We have some people that like wrestling. Those go hand in hand.
It's why watch it when you can just get the highlights? You know,
I'm with you. It's not Dean of Rap. He's a big fan of it.
Listen,
NASCAR or Tour de Force? France.
Cycling.
Oh, are there highlights for
cycling? They wreck.
I think, yeah, when they wreck, that's it, right?
That's the highlight, when someone wrecks?
And then when the guy wins.
Yeah, there's that memorable footage of Lance Armstrong with his hands off his bike, riding in and counting out as he's walking or riding in for the...
Neat. Yeah. Neat. Or is that how many shots he had that day to get across the line?
It took 7 sessions of blood doping to win this race this time.
He should have just did this for his one nut.
Yeah.
Just held up the one finger.
Poor guy.
No, he
was more aerodynamic.
Like, I had a rumored.
Kiss to the sky.
Yeah.
I had a rumored.
I'll see you in heaven, buddy.
We had a rumored coach in high school that was rumored to only have one nut.
That's a weird rumor.
Why would that be a rumor?
Well, he was one of two younger coaches. I mean, think about it.
Did the other one have the other nut?
No, but they called him the one nut.
Was he touching boys?
No. Come on now.
He was the one nut wonder.
You know, like, he was a good-looking dude, supposedly. I mean, the rumor got out whether a girl started it or whatever, but yeah, that's what they called him, the one nut wonder. I'm not going to say his name, but...
Oh, because in case he
listens. Know who he is.
Well, I mean, who, you know...
You can't. What if we get famous and then they come back and he's like, hey... I have both testicles.
I have both nuts.
And then we get sued.
He also once drove off with his with the hose in his car from the gas station.
Hey, yeah, I did that once.
Tore it off, yeah.
I've done that one time.
Yeah, I remember you talking about, I've never done that. That's retarded.
You're in my defense, individual.
I was in a rush to go drink beer at volleyball.
Oh, because I could
so
see
this
how
was
that...
like recent.
Yeah, it was like less. It was a year ago, maybe two.
Shut up.
You are retarded.
In my other defense,
there is no more. There shouldn't have been one defense.
The way it was lined up, my gas nozzle was on the other side of the car, and then I went inside to get beer, and I came back out and got in the car and drove away. But it's still connected.
These are the worst.
So you're
the
never
worst
thought,
defense attorney
were,
in the world.
Yeah, you're pulled up to a pump for a reason, John.
Yeah.
You don't just park at the pump
go
inside.
I wanted to go drink beer. Shut up.
Jesus Christ.
You might have a problem. And that's me telling you that.
I wanted to go play volleyball. Shut up.
Yeah, that's
sure
your
it
problem.
Was volleyball.
Yeah, that's your problem. Friends from college, it's worth watching. And the last thing we have wrote down, and you said we have to talk about this.
I said that.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, we got to.
We
got to
talk about Game of Thrones.
I mean, Tom, I don't think, watches it.
Melissa here has a vague recollection of it.
Yeah, I was very tired, and I was a little tipsy. So I know I was fading in and out through scenes. Yeah.
Started with a...
It started strong.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that was an awesome beginning.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Arya rules some ass in the beginning.
Yeah, she does.
And it even ends in a good, you know, good...
It started with female empowerment and ended with female empowerment.
I think that's how the show's going
to
end.
Let's get to the most notable thing on the interwebs.
Ed Sheeran?
Oh, jeez. Give the guy a break.
I'm a bigger Ed Sheeran fan today than I was last week.
I was actually...
I don't understand what all the hate was about.
They just sometimes people... Look, I don't like Nickelback, but sometimes it just becomes in vogue to hate someone.
Yeah, and they're coming to town.
Ed Sheeran,
Creed's with him.
I mean, even Lady Gaga had to come to his defense because he gets so much shit on the Twitters.
What was wrong with his scene?
It wasn't his scene. It was the fact that it was Ed Sheeran. And apparently,
Sheeran,
it's a pivotal scene. Did you read the lyrics of the song?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't
it's
even
about,
know.
It's about like a girl or whatever. And...
You obviously did not listen to it then.
There were rumors that he was going to be on.
There was a lot of rumors and stuff.
I don't listen to the fucking rumors about that. Any of that the show.
I mean, I don't think it was that big of a deal.
But I was shocked. I was like, is that Ed Sheeran?
And you know, his voice is very, very lovely.
And he was on Howard Stern with his acoustic guitar, and he was doing covers of like hip hop and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cool as can be.
Yeah, seems like a nice guy. I've seen him on interviews and
has
stuff.
Has horrible hair.
Yeah, he's not attractive, but I mean.
Yeah.
And the most random tattoos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does have tattoos. In fact, when people make fun of him, you know, or there's an SNL sketch and the guy's got like a tattoo sleeve on, and it's it's funny. I'm gonna bring this up though, so you know what the lyrics say, because it's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Wasn't it
about Arya killing Cersei?
No, that would.
Eh, I didn't pay much attention.
The more you talk, the more it's evident that you did not listen. So in the book,
I just thought the song was very lovely.
In the book, it's a song that's supposed to be about Tyrion, but it doesn't make sense to have that in the show because it's so a while back. But here is what it the
you
lyrics
have to sing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
With your British accent.
He rode through the streets. Or wait, here it is. He rode through the streets of the city, down from his hill on high. O'er the winds and the steps and the cobbles, he rode to a woman's sigh. For she was his secret treasure. She was his shame and his bliss. And a chain and a keep are nothing compared to a woman's kiss. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are worn. Now,
okay.
The guy with the hands of gold is going to, you know, the shame and his bliss all at the same time.
It's all Jamie.
Everybody keeps theorizing that he's going to be the killer of Cersei, and that kind of, you know, and that's just
that
a fan
be
theory.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and cold hands. He strangles her to death because you got that.
Well,
cover.
He can't strangle with the gold hand. It's stuck in that one position.
So he just bludgeons her with it.
Yeah. So my early pick is that Arya comes close to doing that and gets killed by the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want her to die.
And Jaime finishes it off.
Because you said that, she now has to die.
Oh, she's dead. Yeah, yeah. Because she's getting...
Can any of the Starks live?
The Lady Starks, you know, I don't think it's going to finish with female power. I think it's going to be brother and sister ruling the world. Jon and...
Jon and Daenerys.
Daenerys, yeah. Because whatever. The women are too becoming the people they hate. I mean, you know, Sansa is becoming Cersei.
Yeah. Yeah. She had the hair and everything. That was the big. Her hair was.
And Arya's just a cold-blooded killer, even though it's vengeance or revenge.
Yeah, she's gonna die in vengeance.
But boy, that was a good scene, though.
It was. And then the Hound had a really good
He's had a good arc on the show.
Yeah, they really did a good job with him.
I want him to rule some ass too.
Yeah,
because he's the Hound.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so good episode.
Character. Yeah,
good episode.
Good all around.
Very big setup. Not a lot of. I mean, there was the shock right out of the gate, and then there was.
But that's kind of HBO's thing.
That's how. I mean, they do a good job of. I mean, they're just setting the table. Literally setting the table in the final scene.
I think
scene.
When you have such a long period in between seasons, your first episode has to be that big.
Yeah, rebuilding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time.
You can't bash two people's heads in right out of the gate and expect people to maybe happy. So
yeah. Oh, speaking of. Game of Thrones and HBO, and the guy who created or one of the co-creators of the show has a new show he's announced on HBO, The Confederacy. Did you see this one? It's if the South had won and slavery was never abolished in modern day America.
Weird.
That seems unnecessary.
That seems like a lot of sidesteps and some complaints.
It's going to be a lot of uncomfortable TV shows.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Thanks a lot, Trump.
Mm. I don't know how it happened, but it was his fault.
Yeah.
A couple other things. Let's see. What else happened in the world of pop culture in the last week? The first picture from Ready Player One was out. People are digging that.
And then the Disney Expo.
Yeah, the Disney Expo happened when people saw footage of
Infinity War
and said it was amazing.
Did you see all the still photos from Black Panther? Man, the set photos, like the...
Ginormous.
The costumes are... Awesome looking.
Yeah. The trailer was great for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they got the Run the Jewels song on there.
Apparently Spidey Sense is unveiled in the Infinity War.
Oh really?
Yeah, Spidey Sense pops up in the trailer.
Yeah, that was one of the big complaints about this new movie is that he doesn't have his Spidey Sense.
Yeah. So but
spoiler alert, he doesn't have it.
So yeah, good stuff. I mean I'm looking forward to more Disney stuff. E3 happened last week, right?
Did it? I don't know.
Yeah, I think one of the big wins was Mario Odyssey for the Switch.
I have no idea.
Saying it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do video games anymore, man.
I really don't, man. I really, I don't. I want to. I got Uncharted 4 sitting at the house, and I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
The other thing on the, apparently, Incredibles 2 picks up 1 minute after the first one.
Yeah, that's right where awesome. It picks up.
1 minute, huh?
Yeah, right after minute. They fight the mole man that comes out.
Yeah, that's going to be
so
cool.
Yeah, that will be cool. I'm excited about that.
I watched Toy Story 3 the other day.
I just don't dig it as much as everybody does.
What?
Man,
I choked up a little bit, like when they're riding the incinerator down. I always get teary eyed when they're just like accepting their fate. I'm like, this is so heavy.
Yeah. You're a big softy.
I am. That's right.
What else we got? You got anything else?
I don't think so. I got a free pizza today.
Oh, how'd that happen?
I was in Mod Pizza before I came here. I wanted a beer.
I do. We had it. I think it's okay. Right. Yeah.
I just wanted a beer with dinner, and this it was on the way. Yeah. So I'm sitting in line, and I've been known to have kind of a, I call it, girls have resting bitch face, but I've been told that I look like a dick sometimes. So
I thought you were gonna say you gave the guy sex, like
like resting dick face. I just looked angry.
Your face is very
your face
penile.
Does look like a dick. Yeah.
And this guy goes, "Hey, what's going on, man?" I'm like, "Nothing, I'm good." He's like, "Having a good day?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's fine." So then you give him your order and you tell him your name, and he's like, "John, your pizza's coming up." I'm like, "Okay, thanks." You know, and he's like, and then I go to pay, and he's like, "John's pizza's on me." And I'm like,
"Wow, what? Maybe you should look like a dick all the time."
He goes, "Yeah, your pizza's on me." I was like, "Okay, thanks." He's like, "You look like you had a hard day." I'm like, "Thanks, man." And then he was like, "Then my pizza was up." And then he was like, "John, have a good day." I was like, I don't know if he thinks I'm cute or if I really look like I had a bad day.
I would have cracked up if this story ended with you turn around and go, "My name's not fucking John." Because he called you John so many times.
Either way, I probably looked angry going in. I was kind of tired. It was a tough day at work, but it made me happy leaving. I was happy.
Free pizza.
So that guy at Mod Pizza, whatever your name is with the nose ring, you made my day, buddy.
Me and the girls were out having lunch one day, and we went to pay, and someone had paid for our lunch. And
it really does make you feel good.
You got to pay it forward. You got to do something for somebody. Can't I just enjoy the moment? I just say today, maybe down the road.
Can't I just
you do is you pick your battle. You wait till somebody's getting like a drink and a thing of fries and pay that. Call it good.
Wait till somebody orders like a Milwaukee's Best at a bar. I'm like, I got that.
Yeah, that's all me.
Then you
$2. That's too much. Never mind.
Yeah. No tip.
And that goes back to the Carter story.
Yeah.
Big circle here.
Yeah. Big circle jerk. Let's call it a day.
Yeah.
wait. I'm sorry. I feel like we should check in. Hey, you got anything, Melissa?
Mm-mm. Nope.
You sure?
Yeah. I got nothing.
Right. Crickets over there.
Yeah, chirping.
Yeah, all right. Brings nothing to the table.
Then we'll call this good. Let's call it done. Done.
Hold on to your butts.
Bye.
Yeah, we're gonna play the music. Man, I'm sweating.
Sweating.
Because you always shut that thing.
Hey, you blame it on him. It's me.
You both do it.
No, he never does it.